Now, you see a lot of infomercials these days on losing weight. And don't get rid of this channel because I'm going to be talking about it. I'm not talking about the natural ability to lose weight. I'm talking about a supernatural ability. Could you imagine a young Jewish man speaks and people in the audience supernaturally lose weight? Several dress sizes, the dresses are hanging on them during the meeting. Now, you've never seen weight loss like this before. Let's take a look at the clip.
What is happening to you?
I'm shrinking.
You're losing weight instantly?
Disappearing.
Right here in Jerusalem?
Can't.
What is happening?
I'm getting smaller. I think these are going to fall down.
So if you don't hold your pants up, do you think you're going to fall?
Definitely.
How much do you think you lost as far as dress sizes, maybe?
Oh, I don't know, but easy. Thank you, Lord.
Now, that's awesome. Weight loss.
It's weight loss.
How many of this is the first time you have seen instant weight loss in your life? So what it means is that there's a newer glory than you've known before, so there's newer miracles. New glory, new miracles. Old glory, same. Now, others of you, I would check your waist, because others of you might get it just as she's testifying.
Look at that. She says,
This is wild! Look at this!
In fact, you're losing more right now. I'm you're shrinking right now even more. If I was just shrinking.
Listen, you would have been as excited as her if that had happened to you. David, you told me that you always pondered a question, and you knew if you could answer this question, you could see miracles such as the one we just saw. But by the way, is it true that even gemstones, diamonds, precious stones materialize at your meetings?
We've seen some, yes. Everything in heaven can come on the earth at any time when the glory's present.
Show me one. You brought one
for us. Yeah, I brought one here. My daughter actually prayed and found this one. She was asking God one night for a gift from heaven, and this appeared. It's a purple gemstone, and her favorite color is purple. My daughter.
But it's like it's not just a gem, it's cut. It looks perfect to me.
Yeah, it is.
It came that way?
It came just like this.
How did it happen? Where was it?
Well, we were in Phoenix in a meeting, and my daughter that night was asking God for a miracle because she had seen some signs and wonders. She's only 7. And she said, God, I know you can give me a miracle or something from heaven. And she kept asking and looking and asking people to pray. And she was very sad at the end of the meeting, even began crying. She said, I know that God told me he was going to give me something special tonight. And at the end of the meeting, right as we were about to walk out, she looked down and there was this purple gemstone right on the floor. And her favorite color is purple. And only we and she know that.
What about diamonds?
Yeah, we've seen diamonds too.
And has any professional looked at these diamonds?
Yeah, people have looked at them. And a lot of times the diamonds, they say, or the gemstones, they say they're perfect. They're almost too perfect to be a diamond or a gemstone, but too heavy to be fake.
All right. As a young man, you had a question that you felt if you could get the answer to this question, then you could move into this invisible realm. And and that is, the question was, how did God create this whole world, everything we see, from nothing?
Exactly. I was taught everything was created from nothing, but actually it says in Hebrews, God created things visible out of things invisible, real things. I thought it was nothing. It was things he used to create things. And I found out there's two invisible ingredients that he used that are real things. It's the glory or the presence or the Spirit of God. Genesis 1 was hovering. And number two, it's sound or sound waves. God spoke. Everything was created. And now scientists are confirming that everything created on the earth is not a proton or neutron as the smallest particle known to man, but inside a proton and a neutron, it's a sound wave. Everything has sound embedded into it. And that sound wave has the ability to hear and respond to sound and to the glory.
So if I'm getting this straight, God didn't create everything we see from nothing. Mm-hmm. He created it from something. And the something was the presence of God by God's Holy Spirit. We call it the Ruach HaKodesh. And sound?
Sound. They're both real ingredients that science knows today are real. You can sing at a high pitch and break a glass.
Sure.
So it's a real singer. So it's a real object that can pierce. It's just invisible to the naked eye. And even the presence of God is real. Just like there's germs or microbes in this room maybe we can't see, but they're real. So when the two come together on an object, it can even recreate the object. Jesus turned the water to wine, command the wind and waves, it obeyed him. So the whole creation is alive with the presence and sound and can respond to the glory and sound.
Okay, you have a whole book on this subject and you talk about a man by the name of John G. Lake. Tell me that story.
Oh, John G. Lake was he was a missionary in South Africa. And he was very much into science before he was a minister. And he did an experiment. People were dying of a plague in South Africa. Everyone was dying and they had gloves and equipment to protect themselves and shots. And he was out barehanded praying for the sick and he could have died of the virus. And they said to him, how come you're not dying?
I think it was bubonic plague.
Yeah, bubonic plague. And they said, why aren't you dying? He said, because I've got the power of God in me. He says, show me the virus under the microscope and look and see what happens when I lay hands on it. So under the microscope, they could see the virus and they see his hand touching it and destroying the virus by the power of God. So under a microscope, invisible things, actually you can see what's happening behind the scenes.
How would you like to walk in that type of trust of God? It's not religion, it's trust in God. Don't go away. You're going to find out how. It's cool.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with David Herzog, and I think this is so phenomenal. Could you picture a power that would allow you to touch live, active virus that causes bubonic plague, and then watch that virus die, not you, but that virus die because you speak to that virus? I mean, that's the way the book says it's supposed to be. What book? The truth book. What truth? The truth. That's what I call the Bible. David explains, because you see, I think if we can understand this, mm-hmm. we can then demonstrate the power of God more effectively.
Exactly. Well, it's the glory of God, which is the thing we teach on all the time. The glory of God that's in heaven, not just the anointing in you or me as a believer, but the glory literally from the open heaven, from heaven, coming down, the entire atmosphere changes.
Is this because of the presence of God? I often wonder about this word glory. Is this like the presence of God, the tangible presence of God that's all around God is deposited here on earth? Would that be a good way to look at it?
Yeah, the glory is the heaviest realm of God's power and presence, and it electrifies a whole area as opposed to just having it in you, an anointing when you pray for somebody.
I see.
It's coming from like Acts 4, stretch out your hand to heal, your shadow's healing the sick in this glory, mm-hmm. as the other way is you have to go to people and try to pray and get it out of you into them. So you're walking under an open heaven in the glory.
That sounds a whole lot better.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah. I mean, all you have to do is be there.
Yeah, and be in that presence and that glory. And
so you mean you don't have to touch someone? You don't. It's just that glory
exactly.
causes what you say to happen.
90% of the miracles we see, we never touched anybody. I'd say 99%. Oh. But the glory comes in the atmosphere, and there'll be maybe words of knowledge, and sometimes not. And people are touched in the back rows just by the glory that's in the meeting.
Okay. The Messiah said to pray, your kingdom come on earth mm-hmm. as it is in heaven. What does that mean to you?
Well, and if you were to go to heaven right now and you had a big cancer coming out of your belly, how long would that cancer take to go?
I don't think it would make it there.
Yeah.
The second you were there,
it'd be gone. Well, if the same glory comes on the earth, then his will can be done on the earth as it would be in heaven. In heaven, it would be instant. Demons come out quicker. Miracles happen quicker. Everything is accelerated in that glory realm.
Is that so? The clip that we saw of someone losing weight is as if they just walked into the glory in heaven, but that kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
We saw a demonstration.
You look a whole lot better in heaven than you do on the earth. because of the glory. But if you live in that glory, you can have some of that look or that new body.
You can look that way on earth?
Yeah, you can get some of it, I believe, as much as you can.
Well, Moses did.
Yeah.
I mean, his eyes weren't 120. His eyes, he didn't need glasses.
Yeah,
his strength was the same as a 40-year-old. I mean, he had some, when he went to Mount Sinai and got the Ten Commandments, he was in the glory. When did you become into this revelation of where you just stand and these miracles take place?
Well, we were always teaching on the glory. We had revivals. We always had miracles. But when I met a lady named Ruth Heflin, she was a woman of God, a prophetess, moved in the glory so strong. And watching her life and being around her, that's where we picked up really this different revelation of the glory, where you don't always have to touch people, but the glory just comes down. It's hard to explain, but that...
Tell me some things you have seen with your eyes, like with money, when that glory comes down.
Yeah, you know, normally you give in the offering and God blesses you in time. But
yes.
When the glory comes, there's no time, not even with the miracles and not even with money. So when you sow an offering while there's a heavy glory, we've seen people get the return on even their finances. Like one guy, $500,000 within 24 hours. He was a businessman. He probably was about to go bankrupt. He wasn't doing well. He gave like $3,000 in the glory in a meeting. I didn't know he had given it. And the next day, he had a $500,000 contract. Others have checked their pockets, and money would appear right in their wallets, purses, bank accounts, supernaturally, where even the bank doesn't understand how it happened. It's a supernatural thing.
Listen, that sounds amazing to me, to you. But most of us have learned how gradually, by speaking God's word, a healing will manifest, or other things will manifest in our life. But I like this instant business. Is it true that someone had hair instantly grow in the glory?
Oh, yeah. We've seen several people with totally bald head, and the hair begins to grow. One lady, we watched it while it was growing in Prescott, Arizona. She began to run in belief for her healing, and she said, I think I'm growing hair. And as we watched bald spots fill in. That was amazing. And the hair color began to change.
Can we see this glory come in a country and have the whole country radically impacted as opposed to in a little meeting?
I believe we will. I believe one day we're going to see invasions of the glory in whole cities, whole islands,
whole
countries. How
about a hospital? Can you picture this glory coming into a hospital room with intensive care, the ward, and people pulling the tubes out and say, I don't need this nonsense anymore?
It's happened before in the faith realm, people praying for the sick in a hospital. But it's going to happen again where the whole hospitals just get up and be empty. I believe in even morgues, people that are brought to the morgue that have died, there'll be mass resurrections, not just one resurrection, but mass. Like we've had one healing and two and then mass healings. We've had deliverance and then mass deliverance, mass resurrections, like in Ezekiel, will happen.
Now, you tie this glory into Israel. And isn't it interesting? Israel seems to be under attack by countries, by people, in every dimension. I think it has to do with the glory.
It has everything to do with that glory. In the early church, they moved in such power. Even one man named Philip, no team, just goes into a whole area, and the whole area gets saved. No music team, no nothing. One guy. I mean, one could chase 1,000 in those days. And I think now we have all this, you know, ministries and equipment and organization, and yet we don't seem to have that power that they have.
Listen, one could chase 1,000, but Scripture tells us two can chase 10,000. Jew and Christian, one new man in Jesus. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here. It's absolutely amazing. When the presence of God comes into a room, miracles start happening. No one has to do anything, and it makes sense. For instance, people are getting gold teeth. Take a look at this.
We were at Raising the Bar with David, and he was preaching signs and wonders. And I got up and ran for something for my foot. And then I went back, and I was sitting there, or standing there, and I had one of the pastors from our church was there with us. And David says, okay, I feel people have gold teeth here. People have got the gold teeth. Have everybody check in your mouth. So the pastor says, hey, Rich, let me look in your mouth. And I said, that's okay. He said, no, let me look in your mouth. I said, okay, look. And he went like this, and he started screaming. And I said, what? And so he's yelling at my wife, get over here, Shirley, you know what. what your husband's mouth looks like. And she started screaming. I said, what are you screaming about? And there was a lady sitting in front of me, and she had one of her little makeup cases. But she turned around and saw it. She started screaming too. So she gave me the one with the little piece with the mirror, and I looked at it. Oh, wow, I got gold teeth. Four teeth worth of on the bridge. And it was the biggest one of the group.
Not just gold teeth. Do you know that Orthodox rabbis say we are in the footsteps of Messiah? We literally can hear, we Jewish people can hear the coming of the Messiah. And one messianic miracle is blind eyes being opened. Now, David Herzog, all over the world, you have actually seen these messianic signs and wonders like blind eyes being opened. Tell me about this school you were at where someone was almost blind with astigmatism.
Yeah, as a young man was there, and he said he couldn't hardly see anything. He wants to be an actor and do drama and do plays, and he can't read the script. He has to wear glasses, but even with the glasses, he can't hardly see. And just suddenly in the meeting, he was healed instantly.
I want to see that right now.
Yeah. I've not been able to see very well for most of my life. I have astigmatism in my left eye that allows me to see almost nothing out of it. And while we were running, my eyes started watering really, really bad. And I took my glasses off, and I heard God just say, pray for him, pray for him. And I can read those exit signs, I can see the bricks that are
You know, it's one thing when these miracles take place in countries like the United States, but David Herzog, there is something so powerful about Israel. It seems as though when you bring the glory to Israel, things intensify.
Oh, I love it in Israel. When God moves in Israel, it's like going back to Bible days.
For instance, you did a mikveh. A mikveh is what Christians call baptism. Mm-hmm. It came from, which is an immersion in water. And you were doing this mikveh in Israel, but what was happening to the people?
Well, we had about 80 people on this tour, and about, maybe 50 of them or 60 got baptized. And each one of them, when they would go in the water, the power of God would hit them. They would begin crying, shaking, laughing. Just things were happening on them.
Can you imagine that glory? Let's take a look at it right now. What's going on with those people?
Well, the power of God is just flooding people, and they can't contain themselves. They're laughing, they're crying, just like in the Bible. They're just full of power. Some of them are shaking. They can't hold themselves still.
But I understand that Jewish people that were not believers in the Messiah were observing what was going on. I think anyone would want to observe what was going on.
Yeah, a young man was watching. He works there, actually. He's a regular Jewish guy watching, an Israeli. And he said to me afterward, I want that power. I want that energy. He said he studies energies. He's been around the world. He said, I've never seen that much power, love, and energy in people when they're being touched like that. And I work here, and I see them come through here every day. He says, I want what you have. I want that power.
Okay, so this Jewish man wants this power. Take a look at what happens to him.
Flow right through him. You'll be a new person. You have a new revelation of Yeshua, the Messiah, the Mashiach of Israel. But right now we baptize him with the power of the Spirit, with the name of the Father, Elohim Yahweh, the Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach of God. Let him receive the fullness right now. Breakthrough, deliverance, fullness in his life. Give him a revelation of God, the Creator, in a new way. Right now, we baptize him in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Whoa.
My goodness, something is going on in the land of Israel. Tell me about that Jewish man.
Oh, he was so hungry. He came out, we were in the locker room, and I explained again, are you sure you want to receive Yeshua, the Jewish Messiah, what we would call Jesus, as your Messiah? It's not just to get power, it's actually to change your entire life. He died, he rose again, he's the Passover lamb. Explained the whole thing, and he said, I want this. I believe this is real. I've never seen something like this. I need this in my life. And we prayed together, and then we went and did the baptism.
Let me ask you a question. why is God doing these things in Israel right now? Why is Israel so important? What is God showing you about Israel?
Well, there's two things. One, he's coming back soon, the Messiah. And he says, if people in Israel call upon the name of the Lord and say, come back quickly, Lord Jesus, Messiah, Yeshua, he'll come back. When there's a remnant of people calling for his return, so that's part of the remnant you just saw. And the second thing is, when Israel gets salvation or revival, we get revival, the Gentile nations. The more revival Israel gets, the more we get. So I'm doing everything I can to see that Israel gets their revival, so we'll get our revival.
Okay, David, is it possible for you to proclaim God's word and people in their homes right now or wherever they're watching this, watching the video, would have miracles happen?
Oh, yeah. Many times it happens all the time. There's no distance.
I want it to happen right now.
Let's do it right now. Let's pray for people.
Okay.
All right. If you're watching right now and you're sitting in your home and you're saying, I need a touch in my life. I need a miracle. I need a healing. I need to know the Messiah, the Mashiach, whether you're Jewish, whether you're Muslim, whether you're another religion, another race. God wants to touch your life. He wants to heal your body. The Creator can recreate your body parts. But more than that, He can change the inside and put what's missing, the emptiness, the void. So let's pray right now. Just close your eyes if you want, just to get away from distractions. And you don't have to. And just receive right now this prayer with all your heart and see what happens. Just believe. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, Jesus, we pray for miracles right now. Those that are watching, I pray for every incurable disease to be healed right now in Yeshua's mighty name. Every disease that's incurable, be healed right now in Yeshua's name. And as that power is coming on your body, do something you couldn't do before. I see cripples walking, cancers are dissolving in Jesus' name. There's blind eyes opening right now. Some are even getting gold teeth, turning from black to gold, from silver to gold, from black to silver in Jesus' name. Signs, wonders, and miracles of all types. In fact, lay hands on your body if you like, but there's a presence and a glory coming right into your home right now. I can read off all the miracles that are happening, but we don't have time, but you know what's happening. Just get up right now and do what you couldn't do before as the glory invades your home right now. It's a glory invasion is what's happening. And I want to pray with you just a minute for salvation.
You know what, David? I am hearing someone's left ear has just opened. But more important than your left ear opening right now in Yeshua's name is for you to recognize something is separating you from the purest love a human can experience, the love of God. Some of you are stiff-necked. A neck is being healed. A back is being healed right now. But if you will tell God you're sorry, your own words for sin, Ten Commandments, for example, lying, stealing, adultery, pornography, homosexuality, addictions of all kinds, tell God you're sorry. Believe the blood of Jesus washes away your sins, and you are now restored to God, and make Jesus your Messiah and Lord. Say it with your mouth, your own words, and the whole purpose isn't religion. It's intimacy with God. Go for the gold. Nothing else satisfies. Nothing.